Aaron, I'm here with Clem Tillion, and we're at the Captain Cook Hotel on July 16th. And we're going to talk a little bit about the statehood movement and attitudes about that. To start with, let's talk a little bit about your history here in Alaska, just to give some generalized background. You said you first came in 1947?
Yes, in April 1947.
What brought you here then?
Malaria in the South Pacific. It was the end of the war.
Uh-huh.
I'd contacted a few things.
And you were here to recover, or?
I don't know why I was here. You know, some doctor said, you're a mess, kid. You ought to go to Alaska to get rid of it. And then a little while later, they asked me where I was going when the war was over, and I said Alaska, so they wrote it on my discharge.
Did it work? Did you get
it? Oh, yeah, sure. If you don't get any reinfection, then it'll go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was 21 years here before I even took a look around anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been involved in politics?
62 was when I ran for office.
But you were very involved.
I was very involved in politics prior to that, but you know, only from the standpoint of a campaign worker. I've been involved since territorial days, you know, an outspoken position of where things ought to be, and I was on the board of directors of the North Pacific Fishermen's Association in the early years of its formation. And, you know, one thing just sort of led for another. But so if you say when I first held office or when I first became involved.
What were some of the early issues that you saw as particularly important that you concentrated on even before you sought political office?
Oh, before I sought political office, it was, believe it or not, was a conservation issue. I was one of the tree huggers of the early days that thought Alaska was far too predatory. And I think it can be summed up best with Jay Hammond's remarks to Clyde Lewis in the early days when he was in the legislature, when he said, Clyde, you're not even a conservative. A true conservative would be just as stingy with a tree as he was with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, it's faded today because the conservation movement has moved over into a position of don't do anything. And that's no longer my position. My position was you don't waste the inheritance of your grandchildren, which are your trees and your fish and your coal and your oil. And today it's become a don't do anything movement. And so, you know, I'm no longer, you know, I'm disappointed in it. To me, conservation was the wise use of the resource, not the no use of the resource.